Twerk it while you work it.
To quote the great philosopher Bill Engvall, here's your sign.
Yeah.
Do you want to go bigger, badder, better, more? Are you ready to level up your life? Are you ready to be awesome? Now is the time, and this is Success Freaks.
Welcome, welcome everyone to the number one self-love comedic motivational show, otherwise known as Success Freaks. Today's working title is episode 255, What I Like About Me. And today we are coming at you.
Oh no, don't look at my thing moving.
Semi-live from the Bears Den, the very loud Bears Den.
Oh, I'm not loud. You're loud.
In Conyers, echoing Georgia. In this Bears Den, I can reach out and touch him, but it's not that kind of self-love show. It's the Dark Side of Positive, Charles McFall.
You know, I miss doing shows late at night because then I could get drunk while we did this.
Yeah, well, you could do that now, well, but it'd make for an interesting day.
it'd make for a bad day, I think.
Yeah.
But yeah, you came up with the idea of...
What I like about me.
Yeah, there you go.
Well,
that was a much better way to put it.
Self-love just fitting with the title. I had a couple other things I could have done, but I was like,
so if you like the way you look tonight, maybe you should go and love yourself?
That's right.
Is that it?
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
I like that.
I've been told that in other words by many people.
See, you know, and I'm sure he did write it as a... well, it's not a double entendre. That is...
yeah, no, that's it. Yes, yes. Okay. Not double entree, as some people have called it.
No, but you know, when I hear that song, I'm like, I do like myself.
Yeah,
I will go off and love me if you can't handle it. Thank you very much.
Boom.
Prince said it better though in the "A Beautiful, Blessed, Loved." He has a line says, "I apologize, I'm not here to put anybody down, but I must say, I am beautiful, blessed, and loved." And it's a really cool pride moment. I liked it.
All right.
So you came up with this idea.
So the reason for
this, like, yes.
I've been tweaking my manifestation, my
that sounded so dirty.
No, I'm not. It's just the way it is. This is going to be the double entree show. We're going to give you two servings of double entendre.
Well, somebody needs to hashtag that. Tweaking my manifestations.
I've been twerking with my manifestations, and the whole, you know, how you know, attracting things to you, the law of attraction, you know, better way to pray. However you want to look at it. And for me, the analogy that I've learned recently. I've been listening to Abraham Hicks, the jester, Esther and Jerry, and the things that they've been doing.
I don't know who that is.
One of the things is, well, I'm sure Billy will write it down. And we'll
put it in the show notes.
We can look it up. It's just another manifestation thing.
Okay.
And the thing is, like, when you're like, I want $1 million, it's like, okay, or I want a great job, and you're not in the middle of a great job, and you're not in the middle of having $1 million. I want $100,000 in the black, and you're $100,000 in the red. That's hard to, and you basically you're like, well, I'm kind of lying to myself, so I don't believe it, and you know, trying to feel good about that, because it's the feeling that attracts things to us. It's how you feel about something, how you feel about your life, and things like that attracts things to
us.
Instead of doing it that way, let's say, like, let me back up a little bit. So I tried this on the way. I went to North Carolina this week and working on my super secret business thing, and had some positive things happen, and had more challenges come up. But anyways, it was on the way home that I had been listening to this stuff, and I'm like, you know what? I'm going to try this out. And I had my life experience on that ride home. And since then as well, on that ride home, was so different. I had such a sense of joy for most of that. And Charles is making a funny face right now because he doesn't understand.
No. Oh,
or he's thinking something naughty again.
That was it.
Okay.
That was it. I couldn't help it. It's like, so did you find a special rest stop on the way back? Sorry.
Yes, thank you. It's such a joy that I was like, all right, I want to share this. And the way it's in, like, with, we have an opportunity, the Tortuga Jones have an opportunity for doing something. And instead of, you know, of creating an attraction at a festival near us, and instead of thinking about it, because we've had some hiccups about that along the way, thinking on about, well, I have had an attraction. We have a dungeon museum in Louisiana. So thinking about that, and the joy that, you know, creating that thing, and the income that we got from it, that made me feel good about that. You know, thinking about when you're having a difficult time in your relationship, thinking about the positive things in your relationship. Well, what do you like about this? What do you like about this relationship? Well, I went from this is what I want out of my relationship. This is what I want out of my business to, well, what success have I had here? You know, making money in the, you know, it's we're all dealing with bills and things like that. But I have a little bit of money in the bank right now, even though it's I have to pay for this bill and move this around. It's like, let me just focus on what I have. And when I focused on what I had, I'm like, oh, wait, I have more money coming in from this. I have more money coming in from this. So that, you know, gave me joy for that whole trip. And it allowed me to, there's certain things that I had to deal with. I have to, like I said, the Tortuga Twins trying to get another attraction at a festival near you. Instead of thinking of all the hiccups and, oh, I'm not going to be able to get through. I don't know what to say to these guys, the festival owners or anything like that. It's like, let me just think about the business that I have and the success that I had with it. And I felt so good about it. I was excited to contact the people. So I reached out and of course I met with another challenge.
How does this play into your hell yes?
This goes, well, this.
That, the concept of hell yes, rather.
I get a feeling of hell yes.
Okay.
You know, if anything, if you want to attract your hell yes, you want to attract your, you know, I want to have a great life that's fun and easy and things are moving my way. And yes, I want the work that I do to be exactly that, fun and easy and I'm enjoying it. And that's my hell yes, being able to do that. Well, if I am thinking about what I've succeeded so far, how I've succeeded with the Tortuga Twins, like we've been having a hard time with our merchandise. It wasn't like it was back in 2006 and 2008. We weren't pulling in the amount of money like we used to. So I'm like, well, screw that. I'm not going to think about, oh, what do I need to do right here? I don't know. I'm not going to think about that. I'm going to think about what I have had, because that's easier than trying to push that boulder up the hill of, well, this is not my experience. So how am I going to believe this? You know, I'm faced with the lie that I'm telling myself. Right. Well, my life is great. Well, you know, I got stuff that's going on. I mean, even recently.
So it sounds like you're tackling some of the things I have with the attitude of gratitude, where I believe you need to be grateful for the things you have and truly being grateful. But sometimes attitude of gratitude is, well, you know, at least a former boss of mine used to say, we're lucky to have this job. I'm like, no, I know myself well enough to know I can get a job. I can make some money somewhere.
Lucky to have this job comes from a place of lack. There's not enough jobs out there, and I'm not good enough to have this job.
Some people would say that's an attitude of gratitude, and that's what it sounds like. That's what we're differentiating.
It's a step. You got to torque it. Torque it while you work it. I'm sorry.
You just totally mashed two things together. One good, one not so good.
But and let's say, well, what if nothing ever comes of that? What if this all? What if the law of attraction is just, you know, horse hockey, to put it in other words? Or what if my experience doesn't change? Well, your focus is to have a good day. Your focus is to be happy. And, you know, you may have attached this to, well, I need somebody to love me this way, or I need this to happen to be happy. And I mean, maybe, but maybe not. Maybe that's getting in the way of your happy. Maybe all you need to do is you know what, I'm going to work on being happy. And then even when poop happens, I'm going to be all right. Doesn't mean I'm going to stick my head in the ground and...
What? you hit the brakes
close.
On that one.
It came close. Yeah, dude. It doesn't mean I'm going to stick my head in the ground and ignore everything that's going on, but it does mean that I'm gonna come from a place of joy, which, as we've explained in the past, you know, if you can be stressed out about something and then you slip into flight or flight, or you can be relaxed and joyful, or at least centered, and you'll see all the other options. You know, if I'm thinking about my, you know, my Tortuga Twins thing moving forward, and I see all the things that are standing in the way of it, well, this is the only way it's going to happen, then it's not going to happen.
Wait, what have you always said what my spirit animal was?
I don't remember. You can just tell
for years and years.
I don't know. Bear.
The bumblebee.
Dumbledore.
The bumblebee.
That's why Dumbledore is an old English term for the bumblebee. And that's why she picked that word, because he was always frittering around his office. Always doing.
Well, that is not why you said that about me. You said the bumblebee doesn't know it can't fly.
Oh, yes. Yes.
So, and that's kind of what we're going to get into. We're going to share stories of different things going on with hardships and with gratitude coming up. Where should they find us? Where's a good place to... Oh, you know what? We got nominated. No, we didn't get nominated. We separately got nominated for a podcast. We'll talk about that more in the next section. I just blew that. Yeah. Totally.
blogtalkradio.com/successfreaks.
There
That's
you
where
go.
Find us.
All right, we'll be back in just a moment.
Since 2011, Mordant and McFall have been bringing you the comedic motivational show Success Freaks. They've covered everything from life and death to relationships and money and even on beyond to chasing and catching your dreams and leveling up your life. They're in the business of entertaining and edifying, and they'd like to level up their message as well as their reach. This is where you come in. If you believe in what we're doing here, we'd like your continued support in giving your mind and spirit something to chew on each week while putting enough laughter in your heart to make you smile out loud. Help us help others and you to be awesome. Just go to patreon.com/successfreaks.
Welcome back to Success Freaks number 255. What I like about me.
Oh, that's it? That's all I get.
No, that's not what I'm throwing with you. It was a pregnant pause as we give birth to greatness here.
There's been a run of that around me lately.
Pregnancies?
Not actual pregnancies, okay. But men referring to themselves as pregnant with ideas. And the Bishop Jim, like you did a pregnant pause. Jim Swilly is like, I've heard it. I'm just saying it's coming out a lot right now. Like,
oh, your wife's going to have another baby.
Yeah, that'd be a miracle. But yeah, Jim Swilly was like, oh, I'm pregnant with the idea. And he pushes the humor a little too much. And I was like, it's funny because it's weird. but it's like, can we just do things without having to have alliterations?
No, you can't. Because it's we talked about contrast and how sometimes the things that you don't like are actually there to show you the contrast so they can lead you to what you do like. This is to show a contract. It's not contrast. It's not exactly how you like to be, but vive la différence. There are plenty of people in the world who are like that, who are illiterate.
We know the French surrender every illiterate. Time, so I will win.
There's a difference between a little literal and illiteral.
A little.
Well, this is about the French. If it wasn't for the French, we'd all have English accents, all right? We'd all be talking like this.
Actually, I don't know if it's true, but I've been told by the Facebook
that there's your answer.
What we speak is actual English. Accent. What the English accent is the posh the royalty tried to put on.
I've heard this not from Facebook but elsewhere that there are pockets of the country where not much outside influences come into, mm-hmm. and it's usually up in the hills. So there's a good chance that Queen Elizabeth actually spoke like this because that hasn't been affected.
Right. That was what somebody was saying is that what we know as the English accent, especially with acting, is. What the royalty would put on to say, you know, we're posh versus the regular people, and that essentially American accents are standard English accents.
Right.
But I don't know if that's true. It's the Facebook.
I don't know.
So anyway, it's not what we call to talk about. We're talking about contrast, you're bringing that up, and happiness. So recently, I've been going through a crisis of faith, I guess it were, mm-hmm. of myself. And
you don't believe in yourself? Things, and I'm not being funny, I'm just
It wasn't exactly that, but it was like everything felt like I was working myself to death,
right.
not making progress,
right.
and it just was a moment. And I talked to you about it a little bit, and we talked about when you're doing the magic, you can't see the magic.
Yeah.
And I talked to Paul Klotz, and he gave me some stuff about
who's Paul Klotz? Where is he from?
Paul Klotz is from Breaking the Panel,
okay,
one of my co-hosts and co-founder of Giant Size Team Up Network. And we're talking about energy and what I bring to the table and this and that and the other. And after I had those conversations, I mean, it was still, I've been watching my words on what I want as far as changing all that feeling. And it's like, I want more income. You know, I've said in the past, I need more work, but more work will just wear you out. You know, I need more income. And then I got a call, or a text, from a guy that I work with from time to time saying, hey, I've got this gig up in Cherokee, North Carolina at Harrah's Casino, run some sound. It pays a great amount of money for a short amount of time. And, you know, would you like to do it? And I happened to have the day free. So I said, absolutely. Knowing actually that I'd never touched that soundboard in my life. I had to get on YouTube. And
that's how it's done sometimes.
Right?
You know how to do this? Yes, I do.
He didn't even ask. Is this board? Do you know? And he's being funny because he knew I'd do it. Because do you know any sound guys? I'm like, yep, let me clear my schedule. And I looked up that board. And I watched the videos on YouTube and walked in and asked him just a few questions. They didn't show that I don't know what I'm doing.
Right.
Because I do know. I mean, a soundboard is a soundboard.
Right.
And I can figure out technology very quickly. So
what's
it's just
this
like.
This button for?
Yeah. Basically, I was like, hey, you know, you've got this set up. Where do you have your monitors? Oh, right here. Okay. All right. Thanks. And then that was it.
Did you have YouTube on your phone just in case? So you can go. Oh.
Yeah. I mean, I always had my phone facing down because I had the videos up ready to go. So anyway. It was a good amount of money. It's like, this is what I'm talking about. I mean, it's a lot more I typically make in a night doing any of the gigs I do. So I was already happy. And it's only 3-hour ride up there.
Yes.
they were providing food and a hotel room, which I actually didn't end up staying in. I had a Sunday morning gig, and I just couldn't sleep, so I ended up driving home anyway to get a couple hours in my bed and then go to my morning gig. But it was a good experience, and they were like, hey, thanks for doing this. And they were showing me around the casino, the back end of the casino, and they showed me where the main stage was, because they have a back elevator that goes from where I was straight up to the backstage of the main stage. It's like, oh, yeah, who's playing tonight? And it happened to be, they said Hailstorm, which is one of my favorite metal bands. I'm like, no, I used some language there. I was like, oh, I turned into a kid. Like, yeah. Like, seriously? Oh, man. Like, no, their set is from this time to this time. When you're on break, you can come up here and check it out. I'm like, all right, who's opening? Lacuna Coil, who's another huge, I've actually heard them in concert before, but another huge metal band that I like. So I'm like stoked and this and that and the other. Well, sure enough, I got to get side stage, backstage for all three bands, taking video. And I'm like, because I said yes to doing a small audio gig. Yeah. I was doing it downstairs for a cover band.
So you were it was like a perk.
Yeah. But that's a perk is here's a free drink because we like you. This was
maybe this is the
how
kind of,
the hell did I get here in this awesome sauce?
Maybe this is the kind of perks you should be expecting. Now, didn't you do a video of this?
I did. I took a Facebook Live video from side stage for all three bands. And the lead singer of the first band, 20 minutes or less after they were done with their set, found my video on Facebook and shared it.
Wait, what's the name of this band?
Silver.
Silver.
Yeah.
You talked about this last week.
Did I?
Yes. We even have a link to it in the last week's show notes.
Well, look at that. Well, that's my awesome sauce, how things are going on. And it really was. It turned, instead of that attitude of gratitude, because I'm grateful that I get a good gig that, yeah, I have to drive 3 hours one way to and go figure it out on my own, which made me a little nervous. But I'm making a good amount of money. It made me feel better about it. But I didn't have that attitude of gratitude. I was actually very happy just to do that. And the show went really well. But then to have those extras and do all that stuff, that was really, really cool. So then I come home with that feeling. This is what you're talking about.
Yes.
The feeling. So the contrast was feeling, you know, like I don't know why people like what I do. I don't know what I bring to the table, you know, all this other stuff. Two, you know, here I am doing this amazing thing that the world can be jealous of.
Right.
And not to make them jealous, but because I'm super enjoying my life and going, like you're saying, these maybe should be the perks that I look at. And then I come back here and there's some great things going on. And there's a guy, a celebrity that I work with that we're becoming more and more friends. And like, if you told me when I was 16 or 20 or whatever, that I'd be hanging out with this guy and seeing bands. I've seen all kinds of bands from side stage I never would have imagined.
Right.
And met all kinds of people that are really cool. I wouldn't have known what to do with what you were telling me. And now it's just part of my life.
If I had gotten, what if, you know, some of the hiccups that are in your life, the things that are not working out for you, what if those are actually, you know, God, the universe winking at you going, all right, just hang on, watch this. You're going to be amazed at how this happens. When I first got out of high school, I wanted to go to Florida Southern, which is a Methodist college in Lakeland, Florida. And I remember going there with my sister and my parents and them looking at us going, and of course we'd have to get financial aid and all that, and them looking at our grades and going, you are not going to be able to do this. So I wound up going to a junior college, and then one thing led to another, and you know, Renaissance festivals and things like that. And what happened is it's going to have to hear about in the next segment.
So you did get nominated for What a Relief podcast, right?
I did.
Damn it, Carl!
Yeah. So the What a Relief podcast that we do with our, or that I do with our, with the Islamic Relief USA, which is our sponsor, which is a disaster relief organization that operates in the United States and around the world. So it's fun.
It's great. All right, we're going to come back. You can find out more on successfreaks.com. That's where all kind of goodness is. We'll be back in just a moment.
The people of many Eastern African countries are used to dealing with hot, dry weather. But sometimes, weather comes along that is just too much. Now is one of those times. Parts of Africa are facing the worst droughts in decades. While some areas are getting flooded with too much rain, livelihoods are being destroyed. Islamic Relief's local teams are on the ground, ready to deliver the emergency relief to these communities. Will you give them something to deliver?
Welcome back to Success Freaks number 255. What do you like about me? And last segment, I was talking about God winking at you when things are happening, as if him going, mm-hmm. watch this, you're going
to
like
and
this.
And you had to go to junior college.
So I went to junior college. But the thing is, if I had gone to Florida Southern and went on, my mom and dad wanted me to be, you know, religious studies and things like that. If I had done that, chances are I would not be here right now and had the life that I've had so far, which I love the life that I've had. So sometimes when you're denied something, whether it's a relationship or something wrong with a, you know, a business, a job, et cetera, or something just, you know, some hiccup gets in your face and you're like, no, my plans, everything was supposed to go like this. It's if the divine, the universe, God, source is winking at you going, okay, hang on, watch this. But you got to hang in for that. If you're like, no, I have to have it this way. It reminds me of when I was living in Tampa. I was going to University of South Florida and living in the shack. We called it the shack. It was a house that me and a couple of other people rented. And I used to wrestle with one of my buddies there. And it was, he would pick me up and push me against the wall. And the wall would cave in around me as he was pushing me in. So we called it the shack. But I remember them giving me he worked at a place called Ativo, which was a men's clothing store that used to work, would be a part of merry-go-round. And there was a pair of pants that I wanted. And I remember, I remember this.
You want pants from the merry-go-round?
For my birthday. No, from the Ativo, which was the men's clothing store. Shut up, you. So anyways, I wanted them so bad and they were gone. They were out of them. I was so pissed and so grumpy and I was grumpy at the house. And oh, I wanted to wear them when I go out to the club tonight. And finally he went and grabbed them out and go, here, we got this for your birthday. But because you're being such an ass about it, take your pants. So what if you can just write it out when the universe is winking at you going, watch this. And just learn to trust. Oh, this is not happening. Like last night, I wanted to play World of Tanks and there was so much lag. I was having a bad time. Mm-hmm. Before that, I thought about, well, I really need to get this work done. I need to finish editing video. So I finally got grumpy, but not so grumpy I didn't do anything. I went and edited the video and I felt so good about it. So if some hiccup comes in your way, try to maintain your joy enough. Try to be happy or find your happy place. Remember those things that make you happy enough or open up your mind enough though to say this may be leading me somewhere. This no may be leading me to a better yes.
Seriously though, you use gaming as a reference all the time and you're not doing it here.
Go ahead.
I just talked to my daughter who was playing Disney Infinity, which is...
I can verify this because I saw him do it.
Somewhat of a simple game.
And he was calm about it. It was great.
Well, before you got here, I hear another room like, come on! Ah, you should be hitting hard. I mean, she's doing me a little bit. Or what you see, what's funny is she's not really seen that behavior in me. That was old how I used to play. But I brought her and explained to her, it's like, look, games, especially that game, is all about patterns. And as much as she's very much like me this way, if we have a hard time saying we're not doing something right, what I've learned to be a good gamer is if I'm hitting a struggle all the time in the game, what am I doing wrong? Do I need to level up my characters? Do I need to come at a different tactic? Do I need to try a whole different thing first? And that's what you're talking about here. Is you come at things in a different way. If you're hitting that lag on your game and you thought about going to do video, do that. There are plenty of times in the past recent life here that my wife and I were talking about bills. And we don't know. We're better, a little bit better now. But at one point, we literally had no idea how the money was going to come in. And all I could tell her is like, look, all I know is it'll come in. Because it always has. And we'd hit those snag after snag after snag. And some of it was caused by us and some of it wasn't. But every time we rebounded. Every time money came through. Some
every
of it was
time.
Borrowing money. But yeah, every time.
Every time.
I mean, I'm not living on the streets.
Nope.
So,
every time. Every time I've had a hiccup, it's led to something better. That's why when I'm looking at the challenges in my super secret thing that I'm trying to do, business that I'm trying to do, I'm starting to enjoy the challenge of it. I'm starting to, you know, this is kind of fun, figuring it out. And what was interesting is that when I was talking to them, the guy was like, well, maybe you don't want to work with us because, you know, it's costing so much. Maybe you want to go with this other guy. And at first, I dug in my heels going, no, I really like work. I like working with these guys. And over the course of my drive home, I was like, maybe that was the universe going, here's a path of least resistance. I'm trying to get you here.
So the guy that you were going to be giving money to told you you might not want to give him the money. You might want to go with somebody cheaper.
Yeah, yeah.
To quote the great philosopher Bill Engvall, here's your sign.
Yeah.
Yeah, that never happens,
I
right?
I know. And he's like, he even said, because we've over the course of a couple of months, built a good, this is the first time I've actually met him, but he built a good relationship. And yeah. He's like, and I'm like, I like what you do. I like what you do with underprivileged kids. I like what you're doing here. I want to work with you. And he said, man, I want to work with you too, and I love you. So maybe you want to think about this. So I got to talk to, we're going to talk to his engineering guy and see if the price can come down. If not, I'm going to go, okay, I hear it. There's my sign. I get it.
I've got to play the devil because I love it. Because
you are.
I didn't see devil's advocate.
You're more of a Lucifer devil than, you know.
Yeah. Maze. Anyway. So the one thing I've learned in my life, my wife and I used to joke about how we have expensive taste, you know, because we do. When we get an idea for something, and it started off with food. If we get an idea for, we'd like to have a steak, you know, you might be tempted to go to a low rent place that serves steak. It just doesn't meet that need. And ultimately, you have to go, for us, to a high-end steakhouse and pay that money and get that high-end steak. So we've learned that we've had quote-unquote expensive taste. But what that really has taught me over the past decade is sometimes investing more money into something that feels great and works well is better than getting the best price. And that's interesting, seeing as my wife is like the queen of coupons and working the deal. She actually gets that too. She bought a dresser from Walmart for the boys. That damn thing has fallen apart 3 times already. It's just really poorly built. It's the cheapest common denominator. And she went at it with, how much money can I save? Really, she was like, how little can I get by with to get this thing? Because she had so many things she wanted to do. Instead of going, what do we want out of this? We want a good dresser that holds together, blah, 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 blah. So all I'm saying is, as a devil's advocate, is definitely talk to the other people, because it might be your sign. It might be, this is the right way. Thank you so much. And maybe later we'll work on a project together. That's a great, he gave you great energy. But it might also be, these guys, it just doesn't feel the same. Everything's not quite working out. Let's go back and spend a little bit more money. You know, you do have to, in all seriousness, you do have to watch both sides of that coin.
Right. Yeah. For sure.
Yeah. What's on Maury Povich today that you're Googling?
I'm actually helping Billy find links and stuff like that. So shut up, you.
You know, little things can turn your life around. My wife hates conflict, and she's good at it, which is interesting, because she's like me. We want the world just to flow easily and peacefully and happily, and we're getting that more and more and more, but there are areas that we're not, and one of those is at the public school that my son's at, and things were said, and I can talk about it in between if you really care, not by us, but things were said that really hit her mama buttons, to the point she had to go up and talk to the principal at 6 a.m, because that's when she takes him to school, and that's before school starts, so it was easier, blah, blah, blah. And so she's already tired. She's tired in life right now anyway. We're stressed a little bit. She's, you know, getting up at 6 every day with the kid, and so she's physically tired. She's stressed out a little bit, and then she has to go deal with this thing she doesn't want to deal with. When I get the story from her, when she's on edge, this is a couple hours later, because she didn't feel like the principal listened to her, this and that, the other. And then when she went to the store, she lost $50. She had $50 sitting in her wallet to put some money in the bank, and had it in a special pocket. And now it's not there. And that's a lot of money, you know, $50. And so she's freaking out. And as she's telling me the story, the wallet's sitting there. I just open it up. I look in the one pocket that's supposed to be, it's not there. I look in the opposite pocket that's the similar exact pocket. Right. Just on the other side, and went, it put it down. Not in an arrogant way. Just went, boop, just put it on the table. She just like, oh my God. And then she just started bawling, right? Because finding that money there was just changed everything. It changed it from a horrible morning to, okay, my day can be better. And I couldn't help myself. As she's crying, can't see me, I'm just like smiling like Cheshire Cat, like I'm the effing hero, man. I am so loving this moment because I've saved the day. It was awesome.
Right, and you realize the strength of the woman, too. She was holding it together. Yeah. And when the money came out, she was allowed to let go and release. And the crying wasn't, you know, just it was a release.
Yeah.
So, man, you hear
it. So the little thing, this is what I'm saying, though. Sometimes you just need that little moment, right, in the midst of everything. Because the other situation didn't go away. But we'll be back. We'll be back with more in just a moment.
What happens when a self-help comedian and a social media manager both have a passion for podcasting and come together to support a common cause? A podcast is born. So what exactly is the Water Relief Podcast? Each week, BC Dodge and R. Mordant Mott from the Success Freaks podcast sit down with staff members members and volunteers to talk about IRUSA efforts in the United States and abroad. So how can you listen to the podcast? Download from IRUSA.org. You can also find it on Blueberry.com, iTunes, and Stitcher Radio. Subscribe and download the Water Relief Podcast today.
Welcome back to Success Freaks number 255, What I Like About Me. And what I like about me is there has been a lot of good stuff happening in my life. And all of the challenges that have come to me, whether they're from before or they're from now, everything's okay. You know, whether I'm moving forward with my success or I'm taking a breather or whatever it is, everything's okay. So I'm going to think about those things that I really like so that I will track more of what I really, really like. And in this this level up section, if you're something that you want, first of all, figure out what you want. You know, not just, well, I don't like when they talk to me like this. Or what do you want? Well, I want them to talk to me with respect. Okay, cool. That's one thing. Write those things down, whatever that is. And this is something I'm listening to myself say because I haven't taken that step yet. Figure it out what it is you want. And if it's too great a thing that, I don't have it and I feel like I'm lying to myself. Okay, fine. Find something in that arena that you have or that you have had so that you can think about it, so that it'll move forward to you and it'll come to you. It may not be in the way that you're thinking it's going to be. It may not look anything like you think it's going to be. But if you want to move forward with the law of attraction, if you want a better way to pray, think about those things. You know, have that, you know, it's cliche, that attitude of gratitude. Whee! But, you know, have that. Have that. Find a way to, because all you want to do is, I want to find a way to be happy today. Really, what do you want, Morton? What do you want out of life? What do you want out of the Success Freaks experience? What do you want out of Tortuga Twins? I want to be happy. Well, what if it changes? What if that's not involved with these things anymore? I want to be happy. I want the adventure. I want the magic in my life. I want to be happy.
He wants to go to Disney World.
I want to go to Disney World.
Disney.
Disney World.
I don't think they let you in the building if you say it that way. That'll be security.
Too many jokes.
Mr. Mordant. Mr. Mordant, come this way, please.
Weep, weep, weep.
You know, I've talked about that moment of refreshing last week. And, you know, I've been thinking about Dragon Con. A lot of things are going on really well there. there's things going on with my network that are struggling but growing and doing some well things. We got nominated for two shows, so that was cool, for the podcast awards. You know, it's... And I'm sure we're talking semantics, but there's people who talk about attitude of gratitude. And sometimes I just see that as, and this is something I put to you when you brought it up, was, oh, yeah, because what you were saying was, yeah, that's way better, because I just see it as, well, I'm not living in the streets. That's not an attitude of gratitude. That's actually just, here's what this is better than that. I inherently knew from an early age, even though many people try to teach me differently, nobody's like me. And I mean that in a good way. Nobody's like you, Morton. Nobody's like you, the listener. And so comparing, like, well, I'm better off than them. Maybe you're not. I've met some pretty happy homeless people when I was very struggling and pissed off and had a paycheck.
Well, let's talk about this. What if you find that you are living in the street and you're like, but I don't have anything to think about that's good in my life right now. You can think about what was good. You can think about, well, I loved it when this was happening. All right, remember that. How's it work in my life?
Yes, but the first thought that I would have in that situation, or that I have right now about that situation, is wouldn't that make you sad versus feeling happy again?
No, because you're already miserable. You're already grumpy about it. So if you're going to find the joy, what you're doing, you're suddenly a joy hunter. Which sounded cooler in my head.
I went with it.
You know, you're looking for the joy. You know, you can think about your lack. Well, I miss that and I don't have this. And see, I miss that. Denotes that you have a lack. Yeah. But if you remember, it's like with me, and it was thinking about how our merchandise is doing and things like that, and how Tortuga Twins are doing in certain ways, I can think back to 2006 and go, oh, we're not like that now. Well, I've been doing that. I've been doing that for a while.
Right,
so time to move on. I'm just going to remember that. Did I ever have that experience? Yeah. Did I like it? Yeah. Do you remember liking it? Yeah. Well, then remember that and seize on that joy. And just think about that for 20 seconds, 30 seconds, you know? And you can think about the different aspects of it. Is it going to change everything right now? Well, on a quantum level, it's drawing things to you, but you're just moving one step at a time because your goal is just to be happy, have a happy life experience, and then your life will begin to change. And if not, maybe it's just you're having a great life as is.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, that was the thing with the rock and roll story in the midst of the struggle and you know, that one event's not going to change my life forever financially. But in the midst of it, I literally had the thought, it's like, who cares about money? This is awesome.
Right.
You know, money could not have bought me that experience, because if I'd paid for it, it would have inherently changed it. Yes, I could get a backstage pass or something for concerts. I'm not saying it's impossible. I'm saying the experience was, holy God, because I said yes to do this one thing, because I liked the energy on it and I liked the money on it. And it wasn't just, I have to take the money. It was like, no, this is cool. Thank you for the opportunity. And I'm going to go do it. I'm going to do it the best I can. Because I was already there. Then all of a sudden it's like, what? This is amazing.
Look for the magic.
You can buy tickets to Disney World, but don't you think the experience is way better when the flipping house show where they changed it for a week.
And they send you to Disney World.
They send you there. Because they send you there, it's not just the experience you would get if you paid for tickets. They give you the VIP where they're showing people behind the scenes. They get to meet characters and all this special stuff. It's a different experience. It's not the stuff, but it's the experience that you couldn't have gotten buying it.
I have a weird fact. I have friends of mine in Arizona who own one of the flipping houses, but one of their rebuilding house, whatever they were called.
Yeah. Where it's finished?
They own one of those houses. What happened was the people had gotten it, and it was a great experience and everything, and then for some reason they couldn't pay on the taxes.
I know. That's happened here in Georgia, too.
So they sold the house, and my friends bought the house.
Yeah.
And it's beautiful. And I've been in that house. I haven't seen the video on it, but it's pretty amazing.
I'm guessing that the reason that show ended was because of that.
Really?
Not that specific one. Because there's the exact same situation here in Duluth, Georgia. There was a family, and they built this massive thing to fit the guy's needs. And I don't know how much they prep them for, but it was a huge story here in Atlanta because news likes dirt and it's local. He actually sued them because he couldn't afford the taxes.
Right.
And he didn't know he had to pay taxes. Well, I'm sorry, that's life. How are you doing it before? Well, it's probably built into the mortgage before, but because their house is paid off, right? Now you have to handle it. I wonder how many people, unfortunately, hit that situation. And
the reason that I thought of it, for some reason my brain went there, you're like, money can't buy this. And I'm like, well, actually I can. Because my friends just bought it.
But they didn't have the experience that went with it either.
No, not at all. And
they
remember,
have a different one.
So, for some reason, this is sticking in my brain to tell you guys this. I hear that. I want to share this with you. I'm getting a word. Sorry for all my religious friends out there. I salute you.
Yes, you did.
It was my index finger.
Why are you winking?
It's the remember the hardships in life could be God winking at you. And it's like, remember that everything is a reflection, you know, whether it's your business and especially your relationship. These things are to show you where you're at. You know, my partner doesn't love me. They don't have to. Let them be a reflection of your love for yourself and your love and your connection to source, to God, to everything like that. But if you're making your experience, if you're making your joy about how they feel about you, you're going to have a hard time of it. I'm not going to say that. I'm going to say you're going to have the time that you're having now of it. So remember, it's all about self-love, and I'm not talking about being, you know, mean to other people, but self-love and connection to source, and that's how this works. And these things, the people in your life, are a reflection of that, how you feel about yourself and your that open connection to source.
You know what? In the next segment on Beyond, we're going to talk about how loving yourself is not being mean to other people. It's not taking away from anybody. And that is exactly what we've been taught as a society. I mean, you've referenced it multiple times here. We're like, oh, being mean to others. We think that, we feel that, and that's something that's not right.
Right.
I don't know if I have a level up, honestly. It's maybe you can just pick out a level up and all of that if something resonated with you. As Jim Swilly today, did you get a word out of this? But one thing I did think about, I want to mention real quick, is sometimes you have to have what we call in the South a come to Jesus meeting.
Yeah.
And that's where you just lay it all on the table with your spouse, with your partner, with your friends, whatever. You just say, this is what I want. This is what I'm feeling. This is what I'm seeing. This is what I want. And the other person or parties says the same thing and go, oh, it's not like that? Oh, okay, so I'm feeling this all wrong. It's a miscommunication. Or sometimes, in some circumstances, it's I've heard of happy divorces, which always boggled my mind, but I think it's that. It's you know, we want different things out of life. We got into this thinking different things. And I like you, but let's go get what we want out of life. And you separate amicably.
Right. I have friends like that. And the kids are better for it, too. Much better for it. So thank you, everybody. This is our Level Up section. We're going to move on to the next one. If you want to find us in the Gastonia area of North Carolina, you can go to WGNC 1450 AM and find us there every Thursday at 5 p.m.-ish.
Since 2011, Mordant and McFall have been bringing you the comedic motivational show Success Freaks. They've covered everything from life and death to relationships and money and even on beyond to chasing and catching your dreams and leveling up your life. They're in the business of entertaining and edifying, and they'd like to level up their message as well as their reach. This is where you come in. If you believe in what we're doing here, we'd like your continued support in giving your mind and spirit something to chew on each week while putting enough laughter in your heart to make you smile out loud. Help us help others and you to be awesome. Just go to patreon.com/successfreaks.
Welcome to On Beyond Success Freaks, where we'll go bigger, better, better, more into the topics of the show. We're talking about loving yourself. And right before the end of the last segment, something Mordant said resonated with me of, he goes, I'm not saying being, you got to be mean to people. You just have to love yourself. And that is a huge difference. You know, some people were taught, I believe he was taught this, I'm pretty sure I was taught this, that if you love yourself, which too many people call ego, ego is a good thing. Ego is your shield against the damage of the world. But if you got an ego, you're just an asshat. And, you know, if you got an ego, you can't do this, blah, 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 blah. It became a bad thing to feel good about yourself. And I remember my parents, my mom particularly, you see somebody celebrating on TV. Somebody gets a touchdown, and they did a touchdown dance. Because back in the 80s and 90s, man, it was a big thing to do a touchdown dance. Now you get penalized for it because it delays the game too long, and money is power, and commercials have to be played. But that's beside the point. But they were like, oh, you know, he really shouldn't do that. But, oh, my God, some dude gets a touchdown, and he kneels like he's quotey fingers praying. Oh, that's a great thing. And it's like, come on. But people will tear you down just because you're doing a good thing or because you feel good about yourself. They will come at you hard just because you're doing something awesome. Blake Lively, who is Deadpool's wife. He's not Ryan Reynolds anymore. He's really Deadpool.
Deadpool too.
Yeah.
Because right. Ryan Reynolds made mistakes. He made that other movie, so.
I liked him in that movie.
Yeah,
the mistake was the writing of the bad guy. Anyway, we're talking about Green Lantern. So Blake Lively's his wife. And she apparently posted on Instagram just a shot of her butt, and which was apparently to her big in a good way. And she said, L.A. face with a Oakland booty, which is a line from Light Big Butts. But getting flack for a racist comment, and this because she's white. And like, how is that racist at all? One, it's just quoting lyrics. Two, it's not like she's got a flat butt and she's proud of it.
It's not like she's putting it down. Yeah. She's right. Saying she's showing solidarity with it.
Right. Right. And, I mean, it's this huge flack. And I went, it's because she's actually celebrating her body. And this is something I follow some plus size models, if mm-hmm. you were, because of the stuff they do in the world. Ashley Graham's one of them. Mm-hmm. Lexi Lilani is another, who they not just pose as big girls and models. And Ashley Graham was the one who did the Sports Illustrated commercial where she throws her top in the water and say, you know, swimsuits fit all women. And they are actually blogging and pushing causes of stop having bad body images. Mm-hmm. Stop even worrying about your body. And be happy. It's exactly what we've been talking about this whole time. So, you know, they get torn down all the time. People come, I can't believe you're saying that about women. And it's like, what? They're only saying good things. But that will happen. Have you had a moment where you felt like somebody was tearing you down because you're happy with yourself?
Shut
your beard
like,
face.
Yeah, exactly. I've had where if I've made a mistake, and I was talking to some friends about this earlier on the weekend, I've had where I've made a mistake and they pounced on that. Well, you're a motivational guy. You're supposed to know better.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, no, I'm human. I make mistakes. I will continue to make them. In fact, a lot of my show is built around the mistakes I've made because it gives me something to talk about. And that's, you know, something I'm working to come out of to share more of the successes because that's what I want to focus on. But as far as being happy, I've had people tear us down, the Tortugas, because of all our success. You know, they make a joke of that. You know, we own a lot of stuff, and that means that we're taking stuff away from everybody else. It's like, no.
No.
No, in fact, if we see somebody is moving towards a business, and they got there first, they have a legitimate claim, they have, mm-hmm. and they're doing something with it, we'll take our hand off. It's like, nope, not us. And we've done that before. And the one time where somebody did not, you know, they weren't moving forward with it. In fact, they'd kind of discarded it and moved on. And we took the business and made a success out of it. We got flack for that. It's like, no, we actually gave you nothing but respect until you took your hand off it. And then,
yeah.
Then we moved in.
Yep.
So we have had that. For as far as about just being happy, maybe about being a little too holding on to the happiness. I want to be happy. I want everybody to get along. And I have friends who are like that.
Yeah, it's just not, get along.
It's not like that. It's just they're the bubble, and they want to hold on to the anger at somebody.
Right.
Oh, no, I want to keep talking bad about them. It's just like, No, this then you're just going to be like that. And God, who wants to be like that?
I told somebody recently because they were dealing with a situation that this person was just telling outrageous stories, just outlandish stories. At first, because of the world that he lives in and the world that I live in, you know, it was given, oh, wow, that's really awesome. But until it was story after story after story. And my friend was like, I don't know what to do. He just needs to shut up. I can't be. I mean, he's obviously lying. I mean, it's just pinging my BS meter constantly. And here's what I told him. I said, you know, you can treat life like Facebook. You can block people and you can say no. And if you want to be around this person, you can flat out say, I won't share my stories if you won't share yours. I don't believe your stories. If you don't like that, that's fine. Go share them somewhere else. But because that was one of the things he was afraid of. I was like, I don't want to alienate this guy because of what he might say about me. And it's like, well, what could be said about you that hasn't already been said? I mean, it's a friend of mine is a very controversial person anyway. And he's like, huh, I guess you're right. I'm like, but two, and I didn't have time to go into the story then, but very quickly here, I learned very fast, just be on. I took honesty too far in my life. I mean, I was brutally honest. When you had the brutal part, I mean, you hurt people. And I did. I hurt my wife's feelings. I hurt a lot of people around me. I alienated a lot of people. But one thing I did establish was when people tried to start rumors and say things about me, everybody went, no, that's not true.
Right.
You know, we know that's not him. He would rather kick in a door than manipulate something behind the scenes, you know? And that was, yeah.
I'm working on my view of unconditional love because I believe that people are capable of anything. When I've had somebody go and look down on somebody because of their life experience, oh, I'd never do that. Oh, really? You'd never
right.
do that. You don't know what
right.
awful things happen to them. And
oh,
could
I'd totally murder
to
somebody.
So, yes, there's that. There's drug abuse. There's, you know, prostitution, things like that.
Yeah.
Oh, I'd never do that. It's saying like, don't.
Oh, no, you totally would. Yeah. If you had to.
But I forgot what I was going to talk
Sorry.
About.
Sorry. You're talking about when people want to hold on to anger or want to look down on somebody. You're like, no. And we're talking about blocking on Facebook and what people say about you, living your life honestly.
Yeah, I don't know. If it comes back, I'll talk. You can't judge people for that. You know, they're going to pull themselves out of it. They're living their life experience.
The truth is you're judging yourself.
Yeah.
I mean, you say it all the time, why are you angry about this? You say, that's what you say. But the truth is when you look at somebody and you turn your nose up, I'm thinking my oldest two children, a boy and a girl, Oakland and Crosby. Oakland's 11, Crosby's about to be 10. They're getting close to that puberty age. I'm thinking more about dating and being around other people, and I want them to be happy. And I remember the sex talk my parents gave me, and I've already had sex talks with them. And I wish I recorded these things because it's just so blunt and just honest, though, in a good way, as gentle as I can be. But I think about, I was shamed in my life about sex. I was shamed in my life about this. And I remember my parents, getting back to your point, I remember my parents going, that girl came to church and she had a... Not my dad. See, my dad never said this stuff. I don't know if he agreed with
Who
it, but
Who did
mom.
Jesus hang out with?
I know.
Was it with the Sadducees? Was it with the church people? No, tax collectors, the partiers.
And whores. I mean, he hung out with some whores.
You know?
He did.
So that's what, does it mean that we're going to be, you know, are we like Jesus that we should go and hang out and be hanging out with the whores and everything? No, don't put yourself in that.
Well,
You're
Jesus
human.
Never paid for it. He just hung out with them. Yeah. Was that too wrong? Was that too real? I'm sorry.
You know, stop judging people. You don't know their path. You don't know your path and what you're capable of. You know, I'm 12 and a half years clean and sober because I had to be clean and sober because I did drugs badly, you know, whatever, you know, I can't judge them. And I'm it feels like we're going off on a tirade somewhere and I wanted to go somewhere and I just don't remember my point from back then.
I'm sorry.
What do you want to talk about?
Owning your life. The last thing I want to say was being happy. Own everything. I embraced the darkness in me so long ago that I became so peaceful. You know, it says lines in the movies that you see where the rundown pops in my mind, quickly down under pops in my mind, where it's like, I don't like this, I don't like that. And they go, and then they're a superstar with a gun. You know, I don't like guns or I don't like pistols. Well, then they're a superstar. It's like, oh, I never said I was bad at it. I just said I hate using it.
Right.
Embrace what you are. There's the middle daughter on Full House, right, who's also on Fuller House. Jodie Swinton, I think her name is. I don't know. She's on Dancing with the Stars. Oh, after Full House, well, that season's over now, but she was on Dancing with the Stars. But after Full House, things went bad for her.
Right.
And because she grew up on the show, she wasn't quite, I think she's mid-teens when that show ended. I don't know what path her life took other than she actually became a prostitute. She became a prostitute for a while. It's a big story in the news because, oh, this child TV star is now a prostitute, blah, blah. She reformed her life. Things got better. She worked on her life. She got, you know, Fuller House, came back to Netflix. And because of that, she was getting Dancing with the Stars. Miley Cyrus apparently tweeted out a picture of her when she was a prostitute. And you could tell. And she was just outraged by it. And I went, it happened. And yeah, the world knows it happened. It wasn't like, no, I can hide this. It didn't really happen. No, the world knows it happened. It was a very public thing. It sucks for you. We feel bad.
If you can own it, you can help other people who are going through it.
And you can find your happiness. Because until you own your life, you cannot be happy.
Yeah.
But that's...
Well, maybe it was also... Maybe she was upset with... I don't know why. Maybe she was upset with Miley Cyrus's intent behind this.
Yeah.
But if she had owned it and said, yep, that's who I was, and now this is who I am.
It takes the power out of it.
Yeah. And it's I'm happy to help other people who are going through the same thing. You know, that's something we've learned here. But we've learned that. We've learned that. You know, instead of me going, oh, no, I'm, that's not who I am. That's not what I've done. You know, I've learned to just go, this is who I am. This is what I've done. You may not necessarily want to look at my internet browser. You
know? All right. We have to get out. So it is.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, thank you so much for tuning in to a very fun, a very joyful Success Freaks. I had a great time today. This has been Armored at Mind.
I'm Charles McFall saying, am I the only person who looks at an empty coffee cup and goes, game over, man? Game over.
I think it's just time for another one. Just remember the coffee cups that you've had in the past. That's all. That will bring you joy. Ciao, Success Freaks. Boom, baby.